want to read just a few verses. There have been many readings tonight, and I just want to read a few verses that you will know from Romans chapter 10. It's always good to hear the word. Verse 13 through to verse 17. Verse 13 certainly is a memory text. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. But they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah saith, Lord, who hath believed our report? So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Now I've brought a little thing with me tonight. I'll just go and get it. When I came in tonight with this here, somebody said, I think they must have been thinking about the snow this morning, have you brought Christmas presents tonight? You look like Father Christmas. But that's not what it is. Don't know whether you'd want to guess what's in this. What do you think?
A bin.
A bin. It looks a wee bit like a bin, does it? You must have had inside information, young fella. Do you know what it is now? We call this a post box or a pillar box, and nearly in every town and city in Northern Ireland and throughout the United Kingdom, you're going to see one of these. Yes? Yeah? This is just a model. It's not the right size. You know what a model is, don't you? What's a model? As a preacher was told when he had preached, he was going out the door and somebody said, shook him by the hand, you're a model preacher. And he went home and he looked up the word model and it said, a small representation of the real thing. So he wasn't overly amused when he looked up the meaning. This is not the right scale, it's a little bit smaller. But we're going to use this tonight, children, to illustrate the gospel, because my pillar box is going to represent the gospel. And I trust that you'll listen and you'll remember these things. And when you're driving through the towns and the cities and you see one of these, that you'll remember something of what I say tonight, something that's applicable to the gospel that's very important. Now, the first thing I want to say is that everybody can use this. Doesn't matter who you are, high or low, rich or poor, clever or not clever, everybody can come to the pillar box. And even if you're very tiny, because I can remember when my children, these are now my grandchildren, but I can remember whenever they were very small and they couldn't reach up to post a letter, that I was able to lift them up and they were able to drop the letter in. But this reminds us that everybody can come to the gospel. We are invited by the Lord. We are told in the scripture that the Lord Jesus Christ, one, died for all, and he died for all kinds of people. And the invitation is given, whosoever, I'm going to read that in the Bible over and over again. Maybe you know a memory verse with the word whosoever in it. We have read one tonight. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And Jesus says, him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out, whether it's here or there or anywhere in the church. Him that cometh to me, I'll not cast you out. You can come to Christ. You can come to the gospel. The second little thing is that all kinds of letters are accepted. And I brought some letters with me tonight. And we're just going to see if this pillar box will accept them. So just give me a moment to get it organized here. We'll do that in just a wee. All right. There's a nice clean one. Isn't it clean? Do you think that will go in to the pillar box? Yeah. Would somebody like to put it in for me? Okay. Thank you. Maybe try another angle. Look at that one. That was a clean one. What's that? A dirty one. I was at the Ballymoney show yesterday and there was a wee drop of rain come down and my feet got muddy. You think this one here had dropped on the ground at the Ballymoney show. Do you think it'll be accepted though? Would somebody like to put it in for me? Go ahead. See if it's accepted.
just as you're coming, it reminds us, yes, it goes in. Clean and dirty there's a representation here to think about it. The Bible tells us about the broad road. You've read about the broad road that leads to destruction. Jesus speaks about it. And all that are without Christ are walking on the broad road. And some, and you maybe heard the preacher say this from the pulpit, some are walking on the clean side, some are walking on the dirty side. Some people are moral and respectable as far as the things of life are concerned, and some people are really, really bad sinners. But you know, if they realize their need of a Savior, that they need Jesus Christ, they can come to the gospel and they will be received. For the gospel is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth. Here we have a nicely written one. You could probably even read it from there. It is so well written. Would somebody like to put that in to see if it can be received? Well, ahead, quickly. Thank you. Do you think it'll go in? Yeah, great job. That's a badly written one. Do you want to put it in? I know you put your hand up. It's not favoritism or anything, but we're going to let you do that. That might remind us of clever people and those that are not so clever. You don't need to be clever to be saved. In fact, there's some very intelligent people and they think they're above the gospel and they don't come to Christ. But the gospel will receive those who come, whether they're clever or not. And then we have these here. Have you ever seen those colours? Does it remind you of anything? Does it remind you of a chorus that you might sing at the children's meeting or the Sunday school? This has got representation too. Red, yellow, black, and white. Does anybody know a chorus that has those words in it? You do. Jesus loves the children of the world. Red, I would sing it to you, only I'm not a great singer, brother. So you get the minister to sing it after the meeting tonight. Red and yellow, black and white, all are precious in his sight. Jesus loves the children of the world. And throughout the world and the nations of the earth, there are different people. We've spoken about Uganda, and you have black people there, and the Lord loves them. And he loved them so much that he sent people out to preach the gospel to them so that they might hear the message that you hear every week in this house. Do you think the Lord receives different people from the worlds, from the nations of the world? Do you think that they will go in to my postbox? Somebody like to try? If I run out of volunteers, I can do it, you know. Go on ahead. Do you want to sing the chorus?
No.
Okay. Red and yellow, black and white. Remember it. They're all precious in God's sight. What about this one? This is just a wee one. This reminds me of little people. Just tiny people. Just like children. Doesn't it? It's a small envelope. In North Antrim, and I saw driving to Porclenone tonight. You're not in North Antrim. You are now a new boundary, or is it the new boundary? Can't even remember who it was. Doesn't really matter, but in North Antrim, they call them Wains. Do you call them Wains here? Do you know what a weechel is? Huh? Weefla? Willass? I learned all those words when I came to Ballymoney. Little children, and they're loved by the Lord. And when the Lord was here upon the earth, the Bible says he took them up in his arms, put his hands upon them, and he blessed them. And he still wants to do that with children today. He wants to bless them, and he wants to bless them with God's salvation. Do you think this will go in? One, Reuben, will give you the opportunity saying you're away. You think you can reach it? It went in. All right. What do you think that represents? Big people. Mums and dads. Adults that are here. Do you think that will go in? You do? You do? Who thinks it'll go in? Who thinks it won't go in? Do you think it'll go in? You do? You're clever people here tonight, aren't you? It'll not go in like that, and it'll not go in like that. Sure it won't, but you do something to it. Is that right? Aye.
And do you know why you have to do that when you're big people? Because the scripture tells us, except ye become as little children, ye shall in no wise enter into the kingdom of heaven. And that reminds us that big people have to humble themselves. Sometimes when people get older, they begin to get hard of heart in the things of God. And they begin to think, I don't need the Lord Jesus Christ as my Savior. I don't need to be saved. I don't need to go to heaven. But they need to humble themselves and realize I'm a sinner before God. And if I die in my sin, I will be lost forever. But Jesus died for me. And if I come to him, I will be saved. And if they humble themselves and do just that, they will be received by the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's very important to know also that your letter is not posted until it's dropped in. Yeah? You know, these mums that are here, they can put a letter in their handbag. And it can maybe be there for a day or two. Sometimes a husband will say, could you post that for me, dear? And you're waiting for a reply back, and then you discover it's still in the handbag. That's what sometimes happens. But you've got to post it. You've got to drop it. And there's a lesson to learn there too. We have to let ourselves go. We have to give ourselves to the Lord. We have to give up our sin. We have to give up our self-righteousness. Those things have to be done away with. We have to let them go in order for us to be saved. Your letter, when it's posted, is perfectly safe. Do you know the whole power of the government is behind your letter getting to its destination? You maybe didn't know that. I'm not too sure if they, you know, the little red vans that go around the country and deliver your mail now, they used to have on the side of it letters, two letters. E-R. Do you know what that stands for? I look to the Latin people here tonight. Elizabeth Regina. And that word Regina means queen in Latin. So it's referring to Queen Elizabeth and the whole power. That's what it means. The whole power of Queen Elizabeth's government is behind your letter getting to its destination. And I want to tell you this. The whole power of Almighty God is behind you getting to your destination when you come to the gospel and you receive Jesus Christ as your Savior. Now the government may fail. It's possible. Sometimes you post a letter and it doesn't get to the destination. Or somebody has posted you something, you're waiting for it to arrive, and it doesn't get to you because it gets lost in the post. But I want to tell you this, those that come to Jesus Christ will never be lost. The Bible says, and it's the words of Jesus himself, I give unto them, referring to his people, his sheep, eternal life, and they shall never perish. You come to Christ, you'll never perish. You'll never be lost. And that's something to remember. And there is a time to post. Now, I know it's true to say you can post a letter any time, morning, noon, night, or even during the night if you really wanted to. But what I'm referring to here, if you want to catch the post, the mail, there's a time to post. You ever notice on the outside, it's not on mine, there's a little information sheet. And it tells you something. What does it tell you? Do you know? The time when it's lifted. So if you live, for example, in Ballymoney and you were going around to the Spar and it has a post box and has the post office there, you will see on the outside of it, Monday to Friday, 5 p.m. Saturday, 12 noon. So if I want to catch that post, no point in me going during the week at 6 o'clock, I've missed it. No point in me going at 1 o'clock on a Saturday, I've missed it. So there's a time to post if you want to catch that mail. And children, mums and dads, there's a time to be saved too. And the Bible says, this is the word of God, now is the accepted time. Now is the day of salvation. Today, if you hear his voice, harden not your heart. You have no guarantee later on tonight. You have no guarantee tomorrow or next week. There's a time to receive Christ. That is the acceptable time. That's the proper time. And it's always now. It's only now that God guarantees. It is our prayer that you'll come to trust him. You'll come to trust him now. There was something missing on all my letters. I wonder, was anybody really, really observing that there was something missing? And with this I will close. a stamp. What happens if you post your letter without a stamp? Do you know? It doesn't post. It doesn't get there. Or maybe, I'm not too sure if they will deliver it, but they'll lock the door and they'll say to the person, you pay for it. Certainly if you underpay, you're asked to pay. All right? But probably it'll not get there. There has to be the stamp. There has to be the mark on the envelope. And children, God is looking for a mark upon you too. You know what that mark is? God looks down and he sees us. In order to be accepted, in order to go to heaven, it's the mark of the precious blood. And God says, when I see the blood, I will pass over you. When you come to trust Christ as your Savior, you turn away from your sin. You receive Christ into your life and into your heart. The Lord washes you. And by faith, the precious blood of Christ is applied. And the Lord saves you from your sin. And when God sees that work, the mark is upon you. Have you got the mark that is so necessary to get you to the destination that is called heaven? Let us pray. Lord, we thank thee for these very simple lessons, and yet vital lessons, lessons in the gospel. We praise thee that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. We thank thee that the Lord, as we heard tonight a brother praying in the prayer meeting, receiveth sinful men. He receives men from all backgrounds, all walks of life, all nations of the earth. We praise thee that Jesus is building his church, building it here in Northern Ireland, building it in Uganda, building it throughout the world, gathering in a people unto himself. We thank thee that whoever comes, no matter who they are, if they come in faith and repentance, they will be received. They will be washed, they will be cleansed. They will have the mark of the blood upon them and be accepted by the Lord. Lord, bless Children's Day. We thank thee for the children who have taken part. But, O God, we pray that as they have listened to the word tonight, that they will consider their need, mums and dads too, that they will come to the Saviour, receive him, know what it is to have their sins forgiven, and peace with God, and the assurance of an eternal home in heaven, and all the power of God behind them to get them there to that destination when they leave this earth. Hear and answer prayer for Jesus' sake. Amen.